Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Hey, welcome back to Life Sculptors Podcast. I'm your host, Dante Poole, and today's episode is a cautionary, clever story. And honestly, it is so real. Oh my gosh. I want to talk about toxic relationships and traps today. Not the kind that with wires and springs. No. The kind we walk into with our heads and our hearts. We're reading this book today called Down the Hole by Scott Slaughter. And at first glance, it's like this fun animal story about a clever rabbit and a hungry fox. But if you've ever dealt with manipulation, control, and relationships that drain you, this story gonna hit different. I asked a few colleagues this week, just to, you know, some of them are therapists, educators, leaders, and it's like, what? I asked them, what have you seen when it comes to toxic dynamics? And what they share with me it was so affirming of what I believe too, and that's that most of us aren't pulled into toxicity because we are weak or because we want to be. Mm-mm. We're being pulled in because we are unaware and we are wired for connection and we're not always clear on how to establish healthy boundaries. So I'll be sharing some of their insights with you throughout this conversation. Because there's some wisdom in it. There's some wisdom in it. So today we're going to be talking about what makes someone toxic. Like what is toxicity, and how do we unknowingly get caught in its trap, and how do we reclaim our power and avoid the cycle? Yeah. See, I want you to listen closely because this is a powerful metaphor about toxic people and how we get trapped in harmful dynamics and what it takes to break free. Let's get to reading. Down the Hole by Scott Slaughter. Fox sat down next to the hole. This was no accident. He had done this many times before. There were bunnies in that hole. Not as many as there used to be, of course, but there were still a few left. He was certain of that. Rabbit was waiting inside the hole. This was no accident. He knew Fox would stop by just like he had many times before. Fox would be looking for more bunnies. He was certain of that. Hello, Fox yelled down the hole. Might a kind bunny help out a poor fox? Hello, Rabbit shouted back up. I'll try. Lovely. I just need to actually... I worry you won't be able to hear me from all the way down there. Don't worry. I can hear you just fine, said the rabbit. Of course, said the fox. I was just wondering if you might be able to tell me... I'm sorry, did you say you were looking forward to some bunny stew, asked Rabbit? What? No, that's a silly thing to hear. See, I knew this might be a problem, Fox said. I could explain much better if you could find a moment to come up here. Sorry, I got distracted, said Rabbit. I'll listen better this time. I completely understand, said Fox. I was just wondering if you... Wait, you think a bunny in your tummy sounds yummy? Asked Rabbit. I would never say such a thing out loud. I mean, I would never say such a thing. This is quite the misunderstanding. I mean, if you would just poke your ear out so I could, so you could hear me better, this could all be resolved very quickly. How do I know you're not going to eat me? You have my word, smirked Fox. Oh, I have your word? Then what am I waiting for? Because a bunny should always trust a fox. Right? Fox grinned. What a smart bunny you are. Could you step back? Asked Rabbit. I can't poke my ear out with your lovely teeth blocking the hole. Certainly, said Fox. How's this? As he backed away. A little more, said Rabbit. Just another step. And stop, says the rabbit. Now, you can't see the picture, but Fox is standing over a hole that the rabbits have been burrowing beneath him. Splendid. Are you coming up, inquired Fox? Yes, I'm coming right up. Oh, no, said Rabbit. What is it, said Fox. I just remembered about the grass, Rabbit said. What about it, asked Fox. It's lovely. You should come see it. Well, it's the pesky little bugs. They love to get in my fur. Could a kind fox help a poor rabbit? I'll try, said Fox. Could you try jumping up and down to scare them away? Yes, I would be happy to do this if it means you'll come up. Like this? Asks Fox as he starts jumping over the hole. Perfect, said Rabbit. Is it working? Asks Fox. Yes, keep jumping. Now, Fox is jumping over a hole that's been burrowed right to a bear's den. Are they gone yet, asked Fox? Almost, said Rabbit. One more big jump should do it. And of course, said Fox, and he leapt one last time, higher than ever before. He hit that ground with all his might. Boom. And tumbles inside the bear's den. You're not a bunny, said Fox. Bear grinned. What a smart fox you are. The bunnies played outside of their hole without a care. This was no accident. Fox would not be stopping by again. They were certain of that. The end. Oh my gosh! Oh, Like, we've all encountered somebody like Fox, haven't we? Like, they're smooth and polite, and in the words of Scott Slater, suspiciously helpful. And like Rabbit, we've all had moments where we had to get clever and get cautious and stop falling for the same okie doke. Yes, like Fox's strategy was not random. And Rabbit, he wasn't naive. Rabbit was ready this time. See, you might have got me the first time, but when I recognize the pattern, I start getting ready. And see, and let's be clear. Not every difficult person is toxic. However, toxic people use manipulation to get some things from us. They manipulate our trust, they manipulate connection, and they do it all for their own gain. Some of the other things that they do is they use emotional bait like guilt and flattery or false humility to suck us into relationship with them and into their pattern and into their thing, right? Or they create confusion by misdirection or miscommunication. Have you looking over here when the problem is really over there? And they leave us feeling drained and second-guessing ourselves and stuck in relationship with them. But I want to tell you that toxicity is more about patterns than it is about moments. That's one of my good friends, Dr. Mike Bass, says that toxicity is inward and it overflows outward. Ooh, yes, yes. And it stems from unresolved pain and oh, man. And so it just shows up. Well, maybe not just shows up, because if it's in your head and it's in your heart, it will show up in your behavior. That part. If it's in your head and if it's in your heart, it will show up in your behavior. And so many toxic people aren't even aware that their presence is damaging and feels to other people, because negativity has become so normal for them. But as the story shows, toxic behavior is strategic, even when people are unaware that they've been conditioned to using it. Fox sat down at the hole by no accident. And Rabbit wasn't his first target. I'm telling you, you are not the first person that a toxic person has manipulated. You're not the first person. Toxicity is when someone consistently uses their pain as permission to hurt, control, or confuse others. You know I'm going to say it again, right? Toxicity is when someone consistently uses their pain as permission to hurt, control, or confuse other people. Ooh. So how do we get untrapped, how do we get trapped first? Let's do that first. How do we get trapped? Just like Fox set himself at the hole on purpose, by no accident, toxic people position themselves strategically in your life. And we don't fall into toxic behaviors or dynamics because we're weak. We fall in because we are wired to belong, and toxic people know that. Here's some common ways we fall into the trap. This first trap or method I call the friendly setup. We over-identify with other people's complaints. Yes, they come to us complaining about stuff, and we just go with it. They lead with charm or connection and this suspiciously politeness. A good friend of mine, Dr. Shane Nutterman, says they bait you with shared frustration. They say stuff like this: "Don't you hate it when?" And suddenly, right, you've co-signed a grievance that wasn't even yours. Oh my gosh, yes, it's the setup, y'all. They get us to over-identify with their complaint. The other thing, the other way they trap us is the guilt and obligation. We get pulled into gossip and negativity out of politeness. We're just trying not to be rude. We're just trying not to be rude. But before we know it, we're in. We are just nodding along like, yeah. And we think it's harmless until we're in it. Until they're saying like, yes, Dante agreed with me. It's like, no, I wasn't agreeing. I was just listening politely. Another one of my friends, Michelle Brooks, says that many people stay too long in toxic conversations out of guilt or habit. We feel so obligated sometimes because we don't want to be rude. Like, we've been trained not to be rude. But can I tell you something? The protection of your peace is not rude. Okay. So there's the friendly setup, and then there's guilt and obligation. The third one is that we serve as magnet patterns because we're trying to fix and rescue and please people who aren't trying to grow. You are more committed to their wellness, to their growth, to their well-being than they are. And can I tell you something? The word we use to describe people who are dependent upon dependence is codependent. And I know you're used to hearing that term when it comes to those who are substance abusing or alcoholic or whatever, right? No. Codependent patterns make us magnets for toxic dependence. They know you're going to keep taking care of them in their toxic behaviors. If you're always trying to help people who are not trying to help themselves, it might be time for you to examine this pattern. Like, this isn't on them. That at that point, this is on you. You might be codependent. The other way we fall into the trap is through manipulation by misdirection. Like, sometimes they use silence to misdirect us, and we think that their silence means our safety. Just because a toxic person is quiet doesn't mean that it's safe. As a matter of fact, sometimes we get anxious because we feel like this is the calm before the storm. We know it's about to happen. It's about to go down. And so their silence isn't our safety. Or they avoid discomfort and reflection. They will, like, if you start bringing up stuff, they will push that thing and turn that thing away. I have a friend, Nathan Cassidy, who's a therapist. He says that what therapy does is therapy holds up a mirror to us. It helps us to see ourselves, right? And for toxic people, though, they prefer power struggles over self-awareness. We'll avoid it like the plague. I am not interested. If I'm a toxic person, I may not be interested in going to therapy or going to see somebody who's going to show a mirror to me. Or my friend Monica Eason says that people would rather have toxic connection than be alone. They will stay in unhealthy relationships because it's better to be in a relationship than to be alone. And it's because our self-worth is based on their approval and their validation. And so we'll stay. And just because it's what we've always done doesn't mean we should keep doing it. And then what happens is, right, if we start pointing out the manipulation or the misdirection, they say, oh, you have my word, I'm not doing that. Or they say stuff like, listen, this is just a misunderstanding. And see, toxic people will twist the reality of something to protect their agenda. And then if you call them out on it, they will flip that thing on you. Okay. So then let's talk about how we gonna get out. How we get free from toxic patterns and toxic loops. Like, just like Rabbit, we can learn to anticipate their playbook. And some of you are aware of the playbook. You just don't know how to get out yet. I'm going to try to help you today. All right? Here's some practical steps, some ways. I'm going to give you three things that you can do to escape or avoid the trap. Here's the first one. I need you to slow down and pause. Like, pause and awareness are very, very helpful strategies. Like, choose silence first. Don't just start talking because the other person is talking. We are so quick to say something because somebody's talking that we don't slow down enough to think. Pause and assess what is really going on here. See, silence can be your strategy too. Slow down, pause, listen. And listening doesn't mean waiting for your turn to speak. Really listen. And if somebody's being too agreeable, ask yourself, what do they really want from you? I told you earlier, I try to surround myself with people who don't always say yes to me. I don't need a bunch of yes people around me. I need some folk around me that just challenge my thinking, that offer a different opinion, that tell me, I don't know if I agree with that. We're so bent on getting people's approval that when they disagree with us, we go through all kinds of emotional changes. We might be smiling on the outside, but inside we're going all kinds of haywire because we need their approval in order to be okay. My man Shane says it this way. Use silence as your first response. You don't have to reply right away. You don't. And so if I'm going to pause, another question I can ask myself is this. Is this relationship growing me or draining me? Is it growing me or draining me? Because if it's draining me, I might need to reconsider. You know that there are people in your life that are exhausting. Okay, so I got to pause and assess, like, what's really going on here. The second strategy is to set clear boundaries. And this isn't just about setting boundaries on other people's behaviors. This is about setting boundaries on my thinking. Michelle Brooks, another one of my friends, says that she's come to use this strategy. She found it somewhere. It's called the Jade Strategy. And it's like you don't have to justify, argue, defend, or explain yourself to someone who's not committed to understanding you. I'll say it again. I know you want to hear it again. The J strategy says you don't have to justify, argue, defend, or explain yourself to someone who is committed to misunderstanding you. So if you're in a conversation and you find yourself always justifying, arguing all the time, defending and explaining everything, then that's probably some toxicity happening there. And so it's okay for you to clarify your boundaries, and you're going to have to use your voice to set those boundaries. Like somebody's coming to you and they're complaining. They're always complaining. They're always complaining. And you can say, I know you're frustrated, but constantly venting to me isn't productive. Or here's another one. Or, I get that you're upset, but this conversation isn't helping either of us right now. That part. Oh my gosh. And so that's a way to help set some clear boundaries. So pause and assess, set clear boundaries. Here's a third one. Engage your circle. Can you do me a favor? Would you please stop ignoring the people in your life who care about you, who's telling you that what's going on right now ain't good for you? Please, can you please? Like the flags, they're not just red, they're on fire. And your people are telling you this and you keep ignoring it. Let your community, let healthy people who can see clearly, help inform you about the patterns in your own life. Because sometimes freedom starts when someone else helps me name the trap, helps me identify the hole I'm continuing to fall into. And they need to help us reflect on this very thing right here. Am I being overly available to someone who's unhealthy? Am I constantly making accommodation for them? Or am I acting from the place of guilt? When I apply consistent, healthy strategies, I get free to be who I am. See, the result of consistent, healthy strategies being applied is freedom to be who you are. All right. You know I have a book, right? Developing a Durable Mind is the name of it. And I talk about how to reframe toxic patterns and reclaim your voice. I talk about this in my book. I'm just telling you. And one of the questions I raise is, what is one toxic loop that you have stayed in too long? And what is a boundary that you need to reinforce today? Mm-hmm. People pleasing is not the same as peacekeeping. One of them trades your dignity. The other protects it. See, if I'm people-pleasing, I'm trading my dignity for what somebody else wants. But when I am engaged in peacekeeping, I'm protecting my dignity. See, you don't have to fix toxic people. You don't have to absorb their chaos. Nope. You don't have to play small to keep peace. But you do have to recognize the trap. And then decide not to walk into it. You have to decide. See, Rabbit, he didn't argue. He didn't attack. But he stayed clear. He stayed calm. And he stayed clever. And in the end, Fox was the one who fell into the trap of his own manipulation. I promise you, if you stay calm and clear and clever, the toxic person is going to fall into their own manipulation. Fox had a plan. But so did Rabbit. And then the question is, which one are you becoming? The fox or the rabbit? Because you don't owe everyone access to your peace. Okay. Listen, if this is helping you, I need for you to like, to share it, to subscribe to it. Let other people know about this conversation, because you know we got friends who are in toxic relationships. They need this conversation. I'm Dante Poole. This is the Life Sculptors Podcast. And until next time, keep doing that inside work. And remember, you are exactly enough.
Mm-hmm.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals. Like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Save big money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire, tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.